podcast of Universal Batteries. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins. Today, we continue our practice in the letter to the Hebrews. We're in chapter 10 with verses 11 through 14. Every priest stands daily at his ministry, offering frequently those same sacrifices that can never take away sins. But this one offered one sacrifice for sins and took his seat forever at the right hand of God. Now he waits until his enemies are made his footstool. For by one offering he has made perfect forever those who are being consecrated. Where does our practice lead us each day? Can you find the lost in the shadows of force, searching their way in the fog each day? The beauty of Jesus comes across in such the simplest things. We can stop at a light and see the words, "Thanks, God," on a piece of road equipment up on a trailer, being dragged by a worker who knows his boss is thanking God for his success and equipment each day. Does that make you stop and say thank you, God, as well? Or is that something that's already in your repertoire each moment of each day? Yes, this is the one offering God offered to humanity to overcome the sins of temptation that seem to run our mind to wander away from God for the wrong reasons, until one God thanks you, and you begin to see your appreciation for love, faith, and hope as the reason we live to serve, offering souls the only way to heaven. You, consecrated, perfectly made, what others say is a freak of Jesus. Yes, I like to be known as a Jesus freak, seeking to live his will each day is why I practice, pray, and proclaim how to live spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. In brevity each day, let us practice the word of God, praying unceasingly over everything we proclaim as our life to live his mercy in peace, healthy, happy, and most importantly, his. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I believe you died and rose for me. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers from my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty, as we pray for our children each day, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julie and Gabriel and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for the grandfathers out there today, those who need prayers. We pray for those who've asked us to pray for them and those that we've said that we would pray for. And Lord, we pray for the dying as we do each day. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others who entered the church over Easter season. May they continue to find the reasons to live, inspired by the Lord, led by the Spirit, and fed by Jesus. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, the men in blue, and our local prisons. We pray for the Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fit, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 to 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Hebrews 10. It's verses 11 through 14, two stanza poem, ongoing. It's titled, "Sacrifice of Only One Gave Humanity Leverage." Ministry, his daily stands priest, sacrifice offer frequently, yet never. sends away. Take always a feast known to the least. Sacrifice of only one gave humanity leverage. God's right hand he sits, footstool enemies his as he waits. Offering one overcomes the many he acquit. Forever perfect, consecrated those who chose his fate. Amen. We've got to choose the fate of Jesus. Confess with our lips, as we act with our heart, the joy of living redeemed. Amen. I'm Thomas Show Cruz Wiggins. It's May 3rd, 2022. Recording this morning with the angels at 7:09 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. And there was a time when we used to do some impromptu work after we finished up our writing each day. Come to just think about the Lord and the ways he's affecting your minds and your hearts and your souls to accomplish his truth. Amen. You find reasons to eat better or to exercise more or to see yourself doing more for the body that is the temple of God. We think of our good friend Donna Marie, who has been vegetarians themselves for a number of years and literally turns their weight around and just gives them the energy of life itself. Amen. So as we close today at 7:44, we'll be in the name of Jesus, thinking of those who need prayers most today. Lord, you know who they are. Bless them with your whisper of truth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you.